This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
How's the paperwork coming along?
I'm told this is the easy part.
It's not true. Tell everybody what you're filling out paperwork for.
Well, why do you have to fill out so many things to, you know, get your annual thing that we're all supposed to do if you don't want to do that other thing, which involves a box in the UPS guy?
So Dana has signed up for her, or is signing up, Sam, for her first real colonoscopy.
Oh, we're not going for the poop in a box.
Poop in a box. And send it on its way.
Congratulations. Yeah. And how's that going?
Well, I was at my doctor's office the other day, and she was like, okay, have we scheduled that? And I'm like, no, we're there, aren't we? And then a good friend of mine is a colorectal surgeon, one of the best in the entire country, by the way. And I was texting with her.
How does one become a colorectal surgeon?
She's incredible. I was texting her about it, and she said, you know, they now are urging screening starting at age 45. And now that I'm talking about this and I'm filling out paperwork and I've, you know, looked up some of this stuff, I'm getting ads and all kinds of things for that thing. And one of the articles I read the other day is it's one of the number one causes of death for otherwise healthy men and women over the age of, I think, 45 or 50. Like, it's way up there. So I don't know if we're doing something wrong, if we're doing something different, if it's the processed foods.
Probably some of that, yeah. But it's also one of the most curable cancers of them all. I believe it has a 90% recovery rate, if not higher.
If you catch it early.
Well, of course, yes. And I'm here to tell you because I have no idea how many, maybe 10.
Yeah.
I got my first one when I was 25 years old. The procedure is not the hard part. It's the prep the day before.
I know. Listen to this. Doctors are seeing an alarming trend with more and more young people receiving the diagnosis of colorectal cancer. And so I think that's one of the reasons that they are urging you start screening at 45 instead of 50. And I also think, March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Because she said that, I'm so glad you're doing this. It's our awareness month. It's their time to shine in the colorectal community.
Yeah, of course. Is she a proctologist or a colorectal surgeon?
No, she's a colorectal surgeon.
And I'm assuming there's a difference. Yep. Okay. Is she going to be performing your colonoscopy?
Well, I asked her. I said, would that be weird for you?
She's a professional.
And she said, actually, no, but I'm not doing screenings anymore. But would you like me to hook you up with my surgical partner? And so I'm going to go see her partner. Which will be great.
How soon?
Well, they're wanting to schedule it, and I was going to talk to you about that. Is it one day out? Like, I don't want to take. Why? I don't want to take 2 days.
You don't want to be here while you're prepping.
We
should broadcast that day live.
Oh, I think you'll be getting calls at home. And so here's what's going to happen.
You want to keep checking in with me during the show?
If my last one, yes, I do. My last one, I believe, was 3 years ago because I called thinking that I was due. I called about a month ago, and I said, "Hey, it's Scott. You know, I was just calling to check and see when I'm due for another colonoscopy." And I'll be honest, you know, it was 3 years ago, and I was a little disappointed when she said, "Oh, you're not due back for another 2 years." Oh. And I said, "Dang it!"
Like, we're tired of seeing you. It's getting awkward.
Yeah. This once a year, Scott, it's got to stop. So if they still do it the way they did it 3 years ago, your day is going to start off very normally. You can't eat anything. You can only drink water and, I believe, yellow liquids, like lemonade or something like that. You can have broth. Okay. You can have Jell-O, but it can't be red or purple. So you get the gross ones, like the green and the and the yellow Jell-O. Those are your choices. I'm not sure if you can have the orange one.
Yum.
And then there's, it used to be called Go-Light, but it goes by another name now. And you will start taking your first drink. It's just in a regular sized 8-ounce glass. And you're going to be, you'll drink it, and then you have to take another glass the next hour. And you'll start to think to yourself, nothing's happening.
Like, this ain't that bad.
When's the gurgling start inside? And then around 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, mm-hmm. you're going to go into the restroom. And for hours, you will not come out.
Okay, you know my friend Sharita.
Take the solution with you.
Sam, she posted this a couple of weeks ago, and it was someone like live play-by-playing what happens after you drink 10 ounces of magnesium citrate. I was trying to read this to Scott in the studio during a break, and I couldn't get through it. I was laughing so hard. But I'm going to try. So keep in mind, it's the breakdown of this is what's going on at noon. This is what's going on at 12:06. Mm-hmm. He writes, you down a cupcake like you've been saving it for the apocalypse because let's face it, the time is here. He knows it's coming, right? 12:37, first sign of life. The pressure is growing. I can't read that next part. Hang on. He runs to the restroom and take note, this is the last semi-solid thing you will see leaving your body for the next 24 hours. 12:57. That little science experiment you got cooking is about to reach its boiling point. Your stomach is angry. It hates you. You can feel it. You have exactly 0.3 seconds to make it to the nearest toilet, but you can't run. Never run. You pray to God there is enough elasticity in you
All right.
to keep the gates closed. 5 more steps. 12:58, he writes, sweet Mary, is this real life? You barely hit the scene and all hell breaks loose.
It's so true, man. It is so true.
Now, text line says that you don't have to drink the nasty drink anymore, that they have pills for that.
Yeah,
12:58, Sam,
I think that's
false
right.
alarm. Is that blood? No, that's remnants of a cherry pie you ate at Thanksgiving when you were 5.
Okay, all right. Dial it back just a little.
1:06 to 8:30 p.m. Everything's a blur. You've expelled everything you have ever eaten since the day you were born. Everything your ancestors have eaten since the early 1800s. You're curled up in the bathtub, ugly crying because you have to remain within arm's reach of the toilet at all times. 8:37, you meet Jesus. 9:12, your family will never be able to unsee the things they have seen in the last 8 hours. You're broken. Your spirit is broken.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. That is so funny. So that is a dramatic reading of what it's really like. It's not that bad, but I think you get the gist.
Happy National Colorectal Screening Month.
Amen. And by the way, and I've done this before. I'll just do it very quickly. And this is a PSA because I don't know if it's just men that have some weird, it's an exit, not an entrance kind of thing going on in their brain. It is life-saving.
Yep.
Because I would probably be dead if I hadn't gone in when I was 25. They found 4 polyps
yes.
when I was 25 years old. 25. And so I've had to go back like every 3 years ever since. It is not, I mean, what Dana was reading was funny. It's really not that bad. And the procedure, you don't feel a thing. They knock you out cold.
I was about to ask, are you awake for it?
No, God, no. They give you propofol. And I always tell the doctor, they tell you count backwards from 10. And I always say, I'm going to get to 1. And my doctor always goes, okay. I never get to 6. You're out that fast. And you the next thing you know, you wake up. It's an hour later, and you're in the curtained off room. You're groggy, and it's all over. You never feel a thing. It's not violating. You don't know what's going on, and it can save your life. It really can save your life. 913-586-7798.